This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We lost one of Hollywood's all-time greats today.
Mr. Hunter, we have rules that are not open to interpretation, personal intuition, gut feelings, hairs on the back of your neck, little devils or angels sitting on your shoulders.
Captain.
We're all very well aware what our orders are and what those orders mean. They come down from our commander-in-chief. They contain no ambiguity.
Captain.
Mr. Hunter, I've made a decision. I'm captain of this boat. Now shut the f*** up!
We are mourning the loss of Gene Hackman, heard there jousting with Denzel Washington in Crimson Tide. We're celebrating his legendary career and also trying to make sense out of the mysterious circumstances of his death. No mystery here, though. You found the LA Local for Thursday, February 27th, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. My name is Jonathan Service. I'm sitting in today for boss man Alex Silverman. Good to have you along with us for the best Southern California news roundup in all of the land. Coming up on today's pod, the drama between LA's Mayor Karen Bass and ex-LA Fire Chief Kristen Crowley is apparently only just getting started. A song that has defined Los Angeles for generations, still being played after every Dodgers win, gets a makeover to help jumpstart the city's tourism industry after the January fires. And with egg prices hitting record highs, why not rent your own chicken?
Chrissy, did you lay an egg?
Yes, she did lay an egg.
She did indeed. We start with Gene Hackman. Found dead this morning at the age of 95 inside of his Santa Fe, New Mexico home, along with Betsy Arakawa, his wife of 34 years, and the family dog. There's a lot to digest in this story, so let's start with Hackman, the actor. I'm going to steal a line here from film critic Sonny Bunch of The Bulwark, who described Hackman like this. Gene Hackman slid easily back and forth between hero and villain. His whole career was painted in shades of gray. Hackman's work for me personally is defined by his role as Little Bill Daggett in Clint Eastwood's movie Unforgiven, where he plays a complicated, charming, and ultimately evil sheriff from Wyoming. Hackman, and sometimes all within the same scene, will come across as warm and friendly, and then menacing and ruthless.
Now, Ned, them whores are gonna tell different lies than you. And when their lies ain't the same as your lies, well, I ain't gonna hurt no woman, but I'm gonna hurt you. And not gentle like before, but bad.
So good. KNX Morning News anchor Vicky Moore talked about Hackman's storied career with Variety's co-editor-in-chief, Cynthia Littleton.
I mean, I just looking over his list of credits, which are more than 100, but I mean, just these titles, Bonnie and Clyde, The Conversation, The French Connection, these movies defined their era. And he was just, I mean, just magical in terms of taking people into, taking viewers into a situation, into a character. He plays an incredible character, Popeye Doyle, in The French Connection. He humanizes this New York City beat cop that is trying to catch a heroin, you know, or trying to break up a heroin ring. It's just, when you think of his movies, even if you can't think of the plots or the details, you can think of him and that kind of steely presence. But he wasn't just a steely, I mean, he had a lot of range and everything. Just an incredible, versatile actor that brought so much authority and authenticity to his roles. Those words are thrown out a lot about actors, but when you see it in Gene Hackman, you say, that's what authenticity looks like on screen.
You know, to that point, actor George Takei, he posted that Gene Hackman could play anyone and you could feel a whole life behind it. He could be everyone and no one, a towering presence or an everyday Joe. So amazing.
Absolutely. Another movie, again, that isn't as easily come to mind as French Connection, but Mississippi Burning, which was an incredible movie for its day in 1998. Earned him an Oscar nomination, just really, Gene won two Oscars, one for French Connection, one for Unforgiven, that incredible Clint Eastwood Western. He really just, you know, ranged, and again, movies that just indelible from their era.
There is no question about Hackman's iconic status and a decades-long career on the big screen. There are, however, many questions about Hackman's death. The first reports that came out suggested Hackman, his wife Betsy, and their dog all died from carbon monoxide poisoning in their Santa Fe home. But the story quickly changed as investigators got to work. Among the suspicious details was their unlocked front door. There was no signs of carbon monoxide contamination. Betsy was found with an open bottle of pills scattered on the floor next to her, and there were indications that they had been dead for quite some time. Toxicology reports on the bodies could take a month or more to come back, so stay tuned. And rest in peace to one of the greats, Gene Hackman. Okay, on to local politics, where lately there's never a dull moment. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass ain't done with former LAFD chief Kristen Crowley, not yet at least. Less than a week after the mayor fired Crowley as the city's top firefighter, she's back. The former chief isn't going quietly, filing an appeal to get her job back. KNX City Hall Bureau Chief Craig Figner broke the news for us, explaining how Crowley's appeal of her termination could set up high drama at the city council.
Demoted Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley, demoted by Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass last week, that she is going to appeal that demotion. And this is going to play out potentially in a public hearing at Los Angeles City Hall. She, as my understanding is, based on the Los Angeles City Charter, had 10 days to make this decision. So that would take us, I believe, to March 3rd. I don't know if the hearing needs to happen by that time, but at least 10 days to make a decision. And within about the past 20 minutes, an email was sent to all Los Angeles City leadership that this decision has been made by the former chief of the Los Angeles Fire Department, Kristen Crowley, to appeal the mayor's demotion. Remember, she still works for the department, just not as its chief. And so this is a significant development. As I understand it, as this plays out, it will be a hearing that will very likely be public. It will be in the council chamber, unless there's a decision made that because it's a personnel matter, that it must be done in private. But if it's done in public, or at least even if part of it is, this will be a very public airing of former Chief Crowley's response to the claims that have been made against her that resulted in her removal as leader of the Los Angeles City Fire Chief. So again, confirming breaking news here on KNX that former LAFD Chief Kristen Crowley is indicating she will appeal the mayor's dismissal.
If that appeal ends up being aired in front of the entire city council, it's not entirely clear that Mayor Bass has the votes to secure Crowley's termination. So this one bears watching. All right, quick break right here to take care of some business and then be right back with more of LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of LA Local. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Jonathan Service. As the City of Angels embarks on one of the biggest urban rebuilding efforts in modern American history, piecing back together the shattered neighborhoods of Altadena and the Pacific Palisades, there are worries that the local tourism industry is going to suffer in the aftermath of the January 7th fires. Enter an updated version of I Love LA, as explained by our Craig Figner.
Los Angeles is worried it will take a big hit in tourism in the aftermath of the wildfires, so they're turning to music as a possible remedy. Rolling down the Imperial Highway. Song, it's Randy Newman's I Love LA. It's remixed, of course. It was rushed into production, done so with haste after LA's tourism chief, Don Liu, got what he describes as a stunning report on how potentially foreign tourists to Los Angeles currently view the city of LA.
Research just completed by Visit California showed that the average traveler believes 30 to 40% of the region was damaged. We need to correct this misconception in order to prevent more damage to our local economy.
Not to diminish the fires, the devastation's terrible. Destroyed more than 13,000 homes in Altadena and the Palisades, but this 60-second commercial features cinematic views of Los Angeles, a city nearly 470 square miles in size. It's a campaign that begins March 3rd, and it's focused heavily on bringing tourists to Los Angeles from Mexico, France, the UK, South Korea, and Japan.
Not bad, not bad. Updated twist on an old classic. And finally, one of the defining issues of the 2024 presidential election is back in the news. The price of eggs forecasted to jump more than 41% in the coming year. Here in California, egg prices are among the highest in the country, approaching about 10 bucks per dozen. But there's a novel solution available for egg lovers. Why not go right to the source and bring egg production to your backyard? Our Karen Adams explains.
You can rent a chicken.
Two hens lay about a dozen eggs a week. Four hens lay about two dozen eggs a week. They're getting their eggs right from their own backyard.
Jen Tompkins is co-founder of Rent the Chicken. She says for $600, that's for here in the LA area, you can rent two or four hens for 5 to 6 months. It covers delivery and pickup and training.
We have either an in-person tutorial, or a video tutorial. We make sure they know how to feed the chickens. We make sure they know how to give the chickens water, where to collect the eggs from, how to say hello to the chickens, pleasantries. We give a nice introduction.
How to greet a chicken. So what if you and the chickens aren't getting along?
If it's not a good fit, our renters can chicken out.
So if you're game, Tompkins says Rent the Chicken is taking reservations for its 2025 season.
So don't get all cracked up worrying about putting all of your eggs in one basket. Ho! Thank you. I'll be here all week. Tip your waiters. Try the veal. That has been an excellent edition of the LA Local for Thursday, February 27th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory of all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Jonathan Service. This has been the LA Local. See you on Friday.